Accession number 31416, Reel 2.
Mr. Eric Seymour, Reel 2. That would be, what, April?
About April time, yeah. Then we, then of course we got on to, the big guns then.
Now, which guns were they training you on?
25 pounders.
Now, do you remember the gun drill they were trying to teach you? What everybody had to do in the team and how the general drill went?
I can't remember what my part was, but I remember we went out on exercises and that, and we came along one day and the gun come unhitched from the other vehicle, and it swung back and stopped going down a big drop. He got hung on a tree. So I remember that as though it's yesterday, but...
But you don't remember your training?
Can't remember much of training, no.
But were you a gunner, or what were you doing? I mean...
Yes, I was a gunner, and I can't remember what part of the gun crew I was.
Wouldn't they train you in all of the parts? They normally train everyone to be a layer.
Yes, I remember doing a laying bit sometimes, yeah.
What did it involve?
Oh, elevation and all sorts of...
The dials, yeah. You don't remember in detail. So you trained on 25 pounder. What about dropping it in and out of action?
I can't remember too much about it, really.
That's okay.
My memory's not as good as...
Don't you worry, you're doing fine. Now, so what about... What was towing? What did you have to tow, the 25 pounders?
What they call them, a quad vehicle, wasn't it? Quad vehicle.
And you weren't learning to drive that?
No.
So the quads were the gun towers?
Yeah.
And what did you think of the quad as a gun tower?
Oh, yeah, it's all right, yeah. Yeah, it was fine. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, we had no problem at all with them.
So, anything else? What else were you doing with 5th RHA at Lark Hill?
Well, we used to have to take our turn doing the ablutions and so forth.
Now, what does that mean? Tell me about that.
Cleaning up downstairs, or it was on the floor then, and I remember there was a whole crowd of them standing about where I wanted to sweep the floor and that, and there happened to be one of the officers there, and I shouted out, "Ain't you people got anywhere to go?" I didn't realise there was one of the officers there, but he never said nothing.
So what else are you doing? So fatigues, what else are you doing?
Just the normal things, I think. Guard drill and so forth.
What was guard duty like then? What do you remember of guard duty?
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
What would you do?
Just sort of march round and halt anybody if they weren't supposed to come in. But I remember one night, I think it was Lark Hill, that I didn't halt one of the officers what were coming in and got told off about that, unfortunately. But nothing happened about it anyway.
How were you getting on? I mean, were you enjoying the life? I mean, wanted to be in.
Yeah.
So what happened next then?
Well, I was looking forward to going abroad, actually. And
Why did you want to go abroad? What was so attractive about overseas service?
Well, just to see a bit of life, I think, really.
Had you applied for it, or was it just something you hoped would happen?
I just hope it would happen, yeah. And you did.
So how long were you at Lark Hill for then?
Till about August, I think. Then we got shipped down to Woolwich, ready for...
What, the whole regiment?
No, only some of us, I think. Some of us who were due to go abroad.
So you were the draft?
Yeah.
And is that the Royal Artillery Base Depot, Woolwich?
At Woolwich, yeah. Which is no longer there, of course.
And what were you doing at... So that was August. What were you doing at Woolwich? Or were you just waiting?
Just waiting, I think, yeah. I can't remember much what we'd done at Woolwich. And I think we sailed...
Now, what ship did you go on, your draft?
The Empire Orwell, I think it was, yeah.
And you were with a draft?
Yeah.
Did you know where you were going?
Oh, yes, we knew we were going to Korea, yeah.
And what did you think of that? I mean, you know, the war was on, it's dangerous. What did you think?
No, it was, I think it was exciting.
So you knew you were going to Korea. What did you think about the posting to Korea? Because that's not just overseas, that's active service.
Yeah, well, I think we looked on it as, experience and excitement, really. I don't think it worried any of us that we were going there.
Now, what were conditions like on board the ship?
Not bad. Not bad, really.
What was your mess deck like?
Yeah, that was fine. But the going through the Bay of Biscay wasn't very good.
Were you seasick?
Yeah, unfortunately. I think several of us were, yeah. Yeah, but it was rough going through. We got over it.
Well, food like on board ship, all right?
Food was all right, yes. Yeah, no problem.
Now, anything about the voyage? Anything you remember?
Well, the only thing I can remember, we stopped at most ports, Aden, Port Said, and Colombo, and so forth. And
did you get ashore? Do you remember?
Yeah, we went ashore at Port Said and Colombo, I think it was.
And what was it like? It's for your first time overseas, wasn't it?
It was, yes.
What do you think of it at places like that, Port Said?
Yeah, it was quite an experience for us, really. We didn't know what to expect there, and some of the little coloured lads come and run round us and wanting to give them a penny or something. And we had one or two of us had a photo taken with one or two of them. They were quite friendly in that.
Anything else about the voyage? Where were you going? Were you going straight to Korea, or did you go somewhere else?
No, we went to Kyuri, Japan, to start with, and then from there we went on to.
So what happened at Kyuri? Oh, Kyuri, this is what would it take? What was it? September you went, or? Or August?
I think it was in September.
So you get there in October?
In October, yeah.
And what happened at Kyuri?
I can't remember what we done at Kyuri, but we couldn't have stayed there very long.
Did you stay on the same ship, or did you go to another ship to get to Korea?
Do you know what? I can't honestly remember.
That's fair enough. So what happened next then? What's the next thing you remember?
Well, the next thing I remember, we joined the 45th Field, who were there then.
Where? In Korea or in?
In Korea, yeah.
So that's the 45th Field Regiment, Royal Artillery.
Field Regiment, yeah.
And where were they?
That is one thing I never did learn where we were. I know some people remember places, but I can never remember what place.
And would it be October you joined them, or November?
It would have been October, yeah.
And how'd you got there? You don't remember, but you'd land at Pusan and then move up to the front. Do you remember the journey up to the front?
Not very much, no.
So what happened when you first joined the regiment?
Well, the thing I remember most, the 45th Field Regiment were a lot of reservists, and they were a lovely bunch of lads. And
reservists.
They were nearly all reservists, yeah. And
what were they like?
They were good chaps, and they made us welcome. They were very, very friendly, and they didn't look down on us as national service or anything like that. We were just one of them, and we got on famously with them.
So which battery were you put in?
I can't remember the battery, not then. I think it was, I finished up with the, 13th Field Battery.
But not at the start?
It could have been straight away, I suppose.
So you join it. And what were you joining as a gunner?
As a gunner.
And so what happened when you joined them? What were conditions like? Because it was it's getting on for winter in October when you joined them.
Yes, it was beginning to get rough. And
how bad was the weather? What was the winter like?
Well, they were hard winters, and but we seemed to cope with them well, really. When you had rain, and it's just a bad winters. But
how did you try and keep warm?
Well, we had some good clothing, and
what kind of extra clothing? Because the British don't normally give them much.
Well, we had the long johns and so forth, but we seemed to keep warm enough, really.
So you didn't find it too hard?
No, not really. No.
What about you? Did you have bunkers or whatever they call them, dugouts? You used to call them.
Well, we used to have dugouts here. And
What was your dugout like? What do you remember of your dugout?
Well, it was just sort of big enough for me to sort of move about in a bit, and it was quite enough, really. Well, you you built it with sandbags and so forth, or whatever you could find, and hopefully put a roof on it, and use whatever material you get hold of, really.
And how many men would be in your dugout?
I had one on my own, funnily enough.
How big was it?
Oh, not too big. Big enough to get in and move around and sleep in. But
now, what about heating? Did you have any heating in there?
Well, we used to have a sort of a can with petrol in and a little lead, but and very dangerous, but we mustn't say too much about that.
Oh no, you're all right. Don't worry, it's nothing secret now. So that you used one of those makeshift petrol heaters, did you?
Yeah.
And did that keep you? That kept you all
oh,
right.
Oh yeah.
Now, what about food? What food did you get?
The food was good, and usual army rations, I think.
It wasn't American then.
No. Later on, we was near the Americans, and we got extra stuff off of them then, chocolate and so forth.
So what did the British Army give you? What do you remember as your food? Because it wouldn't be the same as in England, would it?
Oh, no. It's.
So what did you get?
I know we had potato mash and so forth, and we had a good variation anyway. No, nobody really complained. No.
And what about the latrines? What were they like? The toilets?
Well, they were makeshift, really. But
what were they like? I mean, what pattern?
I can't really remember. I don't really remember, really. It's.
So, what about? Did you get special rations like cigarettes or rum?
We did at one time have rum, yes, I think we had so many cigarettes a week or something, or a month.
But, you smoked then?
I think I did at that time, yes.
Now, what was your role? Were you just on a gun team? What were you doing?
Well, I had to go back to Kiri at one time and train as a wireless operator signaller.
So before that, what were you?
Just a gunner.
And do you remember anything about your duties as a gunner before you went back?
No, I'm not sure how long I was.
It wasn't for long, yeah.
Before we went back to Kiri for this signaller
corps. Well, tell us about the signaller corps.
That was good. We learnt as a wireless operator and everything.
And what was it to learn?
How to use the wireless, how to lay lines and so forth.
So it wasn't just wireless operator, it was wireless operator signaller?
Yeah.
And how did you lay lines? I mean, what do you remember of it? Or well, have you forgotten it now? That's fair enough, it's a long time ago.
I didn't do too much wire laying, but when I got back to the regiment, I was more or less with the at the command post, forward party.
Now that's with 13 battery.
The 13 battery.
So
yeah.
What was your role with the battery commander's forward party? That's his FO, his OP group, was it?
Yeah, VC's forward party. We was in support of the Royal Norfolk Regiment at that time.
Now tell me what you did with that forward party.
Well, I was one of the wireless operators then.
And what did you do?
Well, we used to have to take messages or whatever if they came in or contact the gunnery and so forth. Yeah.
Did you just speak in clear or did you use code and code words and things?
No, we spoke clear, yeah.
And did it? What do you remember of things happening while you were with the forward party?
Not too much, really. There was about four or five of us up in the party, I think.
Who was the battery commander? Do you remember his name?
A chap named Tug Wilson.
And what was he like?
He was a nice chap.
Was he a major? Or
yeah, he was a major, yeah.
What was so nice about him?
I don't know, he just seemed a nice person. You could talk to him and... he treat you properly and everything, yeah. No complaints.
And who else was with the forward party?
We had three or four other chaps, I think it was.
Do you know what they did?
Well, they done more or less the same as I did, really. With
signalers.
Turned here.
Did you have a driver with you? Or?
Yes, we had the battery commander's driver was there, yeah. Yeah.
And what about this attack? Were you attached to the Norfolks? What? Tell me about you, because that'd be the 1st Battalion, Royal Norfolk Regiment, was it?
I think it was, yeah.
So what were you doing with them?
Well, we didn't see much of them. We were just, in support of them, really.
And how did you support them, then?
With our guns. We laid down the fire for them when they were in the battle.
Yeah. Now, what do you remember of the fighting? I mean, I appreciate it. You know, it's difficult when you're, if you're at headquarters, you don't see a lot, do you?
No. I don't, didn't see much of the fighting at all, really. No, very little on that one.
So what was life like then? What do you remember? Any stories from the time?
Life was good, really. I know when we was relieved, we used to go back down to the with the guns, and we then had to do duty in the command post there, and the officer there was Lieutenant Jerry Mott.
Mott.
Mott, M-O-T-T. Now he was a nice chap. He was.
Why? What do you like about him?
Well, he used to mix Guinness and rum when we was on duty, and it's a lovely drink. And I always remember one night I was due to be relieved, and the chap who was relieving me came on, and I said, I must be off. And this officer said, well, you might as well stay now. He said, you've been waiting for a drink. So we had a drop of this Guinness and rum. I never did find out how much Guinness and how much rum he put in, but it's a lovely drink. Then on another occasion we got one of our chaps come into the command post and held us all up with his rifle.
As a joke or really?
And it was loaded.
What happened? I mean, why was he doing that?
I don't know, I think he lost his mind a bit. And
so what exactly happened? He came, what did he do?
He came in the door and said, pointed everybody at Jerry Mott. He eventually lunged at him and the chap got court-martialed, I think. We never heard the outcome of that, but that was, quite...
Any other stories like that?
Quite frightening, really, that was. The only one I remember, up in the hills one night, there was some firing going on, and this officer wanted a couple of volunteers to go up with him. And of course, I was mug enough to volunteer as well, but we went up and searched. Never found anybody.
Was this on a patrol then?
Yeah.
What do you remember of that patrol?
Well, we went up. You know,
you were actually in no man's land, were you?
Yeah, we just went up in the hills there, and we took our rifles, but we never found nobody. Never seen nobody. No, so I don't know what happened.
Were you nervous while you were out there?
Well, yes, I suppose one was. But I suppose we were glad to get back. Yeah.
Any other things you remember from that time?
The only other thing I can remember is when I was with the I was allowed to drive a Jeep once. Not supposed to, but I did. And we was coming away from where the guns were, and we came round the corner. And instead of putting my foot on the brake, I put it on the accelerator. And it spun round, and I managed to stop it just before it dropped over about a 30-foot drop where the guns were. Now that was quite a... That would have been a court-martial.
Any other stories like that? That's a good story.
No, I can't remember any more. Not that one. That was the worst one, I think.
Did you get a trip to... they used to give local leave, either to leave camps or to Tokyo. Did you go on one of those?
Yes, I went once, yes.
Where to?
We went to Tokyo, I think, yes.
And what do you remember of that?
Not too much, really. I think we more or less went and, you know, and had a drink each day and that, in the park, in the bars and that. But... I can't remember too much about it.
Anything else? So you got back, other things. You know, what about when the summer started to come, or when the winter finished? Was it any better?
Oh yes, the summers were hot, and then you'd get a heavy rain. You'd get wet through, and your clothes would just dry on you. The sun would come out, and your clothes just dried.
Did you mind the climate in the summer, and well, spring and summer?
No. I didn't mind it then like I do now. I think one was younger, and you could stick the heat, and you just accept it, I think. But
so what's the next thing that you remember happening?
Next thing I remember was on the way home, I think. We were asked if we would sign on for another 6 months.
What did you think of doing that?
I did think about it. And
did you not? Why didn't you do it?
One or two of us thought about it, but we got mothers at home, and we said, you know, they'll only worry, so we decided against it. But I always regret. I wish now I had done the extra 6 months. I don't know why I think that, but I wish I had
it. So it wasn't for signing on as a regular, it was just to do a bit more, didn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
Now, so what about the trip back? Anything else? So how long were you out there? You were out there from October 51. When did you start coming back?
We must have come back in December.
No, it would be longer than that. You wouldn't just be there for 2 months.
No, it'd be the December.
December 52?
December 52.
That makes sense,
yeah.
That makes a lot more sense, yeah. So you don't remember anything else about your time in Korea, really?
Not really, no.
You see much of the Koreans, the South Koreans?
Not very much, no. No. Only the odd one or two who were... who used to do the washing and that, but no, very little, really.
So what about the voyage back? Was the whole unit coming back, or were you coming back with a draft again?
In a draft, yes. There was those who were able to come home, came home.
Do you know which ship you're on?
Empire Pride.
The same one.
No, it's the Orwell.
Of course it was. Sorry,
Orwell
that's
going out and the prize coming back, I think.
And what do you remember about that trip?
Well, it was much the same as the one going out, I think. I don't think we stopped so many times. We weren't allowed ashore every time. I remember they used to play records on the ship, and a friend of mine asked for one of Doris Day's records for me. He knew I didn't like her singing. No, it was good.
And when you got to England, was there any sort of reception, or from either the customs or from?
No, I don't think it was anything really.
So what happened then?
We came off, and I had to make my way to Colchester, I think.
Was that where you're going to be demobilised from?
That's where I was going to be demobilised from.
Now, what was the demobilisation? That would be December 52, would it? You were demobilised.
Yeah. Well, I was. It was December, January time. Yeah, because my leave began on the 16th of January, actually.
So you were demobilised in January 53,
yeah.
Basically.
Yeah.
Now, what happened when you were demobilised? Did they give you a sort of a suit and the rest of it, or was it just put out the door?
No, I don't think it gave us anything. And I came out with no army equipment. I mean, some of them come out with the berries and things. I never had nothing.
So what were you going to do when you came out?
I don't know. I think I looked for a job. And what did I do to start with? It'd be 1953. Now, did I go to, I think I worked for Debenhams in Chelmsford.
In a shop, as a shop assistant?
No, on delivery vans.
So when did you learn to drive?
I've never driven.
Oh, so what were you doing then? Just working in the back of the van?
Yeah. We had a driver and he had a mate.
And what was your career? What did you do when you settled down into civilian? What did you spend most of your life working on?
I had a couple of years on that, and then I was on a thrashing machine at one time. I've worked at Ings Electric for a time.
So you did a lot of different jobs.
Yeah.
You didn't settle into a career.
Variation. No, I didn't have a career. No, and then. In 1957, I went back. No, not 57. Yes, 57. When I got married, I went back on the land, purposely to get a house.
And what did you do? Was that? How long did you work on the land? What was as a farm labourer again?
As a farmhand again, yeah.
And how long did you do that for?
Till about 1966, when they built a new house at Little Waltham, and we were allocated one, and then I moved back into what was then LP Foreman and Sons, Willer Merchants, who I'd worked for previously, and there was a job going there, so I went back there.